All right. It's great to be back with this group again. I'm excited to be asked to come back and do one again. This past year, we moved from Utah down to Arizona. And so we live actually in Mesa, Arizona, not Gilbert. I need to change that. But it's a little closer to California, but we were in the southwest corner of Utah in St. George, so it's almost the same distance to California from here as it is in St. George. We are doing a lot of live user groups with the user groups here in the Phoenix area in Arizona. But outside of that, the expense of traveling and hotels and all of that is such that it's too costly to do it. And we will continue to do a lot of webinars for most of our other user groups around the world. Our topic tonight is picking the best backup approach. Now, backing up your hard drive is the number one way that you can protect your computer from the problems of the internet. The internet has viruses and spyware and ransomware and spam and all of these things that are attacking your computer over the internet. And what you need is software to protect your computer from these various malware, various bad pieces of software. But some people do not think that a backup is protection, and it is the best protection you can have against anything on the internet that may enter into your computer. Here's an ad from a popular virus protection software, PCmatic, and the ad says PCmatic is all you'll ever need, and I disagree with that statement. Because PCmatic and the other antivirus software products will only catch about 70 to 90% of the bad stuff getting through to your computer. That means that anywhere from 10 to 30% of the viruses are going to attack your computer, going to break through their protection software and cause problems. The other problem with using only antivirus, spyware, whatever, is that these products cannot correct the problems created by the virus, created by the spyware. And you're going to need a good backup to fix these attack problems. And so the backup is 100% effective in protecting your computer, and it can restore your computer back to the way it was before the virus attack hit your computer. So everyone needs to run a regular backup utility on their computer on a regular basis. That is the only way to safely protect your computer from the internet problems. Now, the big problem we have with backups is that there are several types of backups on the market. There are file backups, clone backups, online backups, image backups. These are the four most common backups. And if you listen to the people that are selling the different backup approaches, they're all going to tell you that that's all you need, just like PCmatic was trying to tell you. Everything you need is in their product, and that's just not true. So we're going to spend just a couple of minutes and look at the various types of backups, and I'll tell you the ones that are good and the ones that are flaky and the ones that are bad. And so you'll at least know what type of a backup you need to be using on your computer. Start with the file backups. File backups were the first types of backups that we had when the IBM XT computer came out. It had a 10 megabyte hard drive on it. And that's when we're talking about terabytes today, 10 terabytes is many, many times bigger. But it had 10 megabytes, not even gigabytes, megabytes. And to back it up, the software would make a list of all the programs on your computer's hard drive, and it would display that list for you. And then you would check off those products that you wanted to back up. And once you checked off the products you wanted to back up, it would copy those products from your hard drive on your computer to another hard drive or to a floppy disk was what we used in the early days. And that was your backup system. Now, the problem was with file backups, it's a partial backup approach. Windows cannot be backed up. Programs that you've installed on your computer cannot be backed up. Basically, only your data files could be backed up. And if you did not make or check off one of your key data files, it won't get backed up. So it's subject to human error. Now, for this reason alone, that it's not a complete backup, I list this as a poor backup approach. Some people today still use the file backup approach. They copy all of their photographs to a CD, and they send the CD off to relatives or friends. They may copy some of the documents that they've written to a thumb drive, and that becomes a backup of a portion of their hard drive. But it is not a complete backup. The next backup that we ran into was the clone backup approach. With this backup approach, you have gained a lot more power and flexibility. With the clone backup approach, it copies the entire content of your main hard drive onto a second hard drive. And so you ended up with two hard drives that were identical. And if something should happen to the main hard drive and it crashed, you would simply pull it out of your computer and plug the clone drive in its place and boot up the computer, and you'd be back up and running again the same way it was when you made that copied or clone backup. So it's cloning or copying one hard drive to another hard drive. This has some advantages. It does back up your entire hard drive, programs, Windows, everything. It's also a very simple concept. You can hold in your hand a duplicate of your main hard drive and say, this is my protection. And a lot of people like the feeling of something tangible like that. But there's some real disadvantages to the clone approach. It takes an entire hard drive to make one backup. You need as a minimum three backups, and yet I doubt any of you using the clone approach are making more than one backup. What if that one backup happened to be faulty and you didn't know about it, and so you depended on it for your backup, and a week later your main hard drive fails, you plug your backup drive inside the computer, and it doesn't work. You're up a creek. And so having a single backup is not a good approach. You need a minimum of three, and some of our backup systems will give you 30 or 40 backups. It's also very cumbersome getting inside the computer and swapping out physical parts of the computer, like hard drives. And a lot of people just don't want to get inside the computer. They're not comfortable in doing that. So again, the clone approach is a poor backup approach also. The third one is the online backup approach. One of the famous companies on backups is Carbonite. And they tell you that they will back up your hard drive out to the internet. And so the contents of your hard drive will actually show up on a server out on your internet. But this approach works very similar to the old file backup approach. It gives you a list of all your files that are on your main hard drive. You check off the ones that you want to back up. And then only those would be copied to the hard drive. So in general, it is a partial backup approach. Only your data files get backed up, because other things, your Windows operating systems, your programs don't get backed up typically. Now, a couple of years ago, Acronis came up with the technology to back up the entire hard drive. And so today this is possible using the Acronis backup tool. But there's a couple of other big problems with the online backup approach. It is very slow to do backups. Now that has nothing to do with the Acronis or any other things. It's simply the case of the internet bandwidth is very, very slow. Unless you've got fiber optics with the highest bandwidth possible, you probably are not going to get the very fast backups. I was part of the beta test team when Microsoft introduced their full hard drive backup to the internet. And I did one of the tests I did. I backed up a small portion of my hard drive. It was just my data files. And there were maybe 10% of the hard drive were data files. And I backed up just those data files to a locally attached external hard drive. Took 10 minutes. 10 minutes to back that up. And then I backed that same 10% of my hard drive to the online backup approach. Guess how long it took? 10 hours. 10 hours. Now, if I backed up the entire hard drive and all the other files that were on that hard drive, including Windows and all my programs, it would have taken 2 or 3 days to back it up. And of course, as soon as my hard drive crashes and I start to restore my backup from the internet, it'll take 2 or 3 days to restore it as well. So online backups are really very, very slow. They're good for backing up your key data files, your important data files, maybe some photographs, things of that nature. But backing up your entire hard drive is very slow. And not only that, you're going to have to pay rental on the server on the internet where these backups will be stored. And that's another consideration. I consider online backups sort of okay for data files, a few data files, but it's a poor system for just general backups. Now we get to the last one in the list. It's something called image backups. Image backups was invented by a company called Ghost. Now Ghost was sold to Symantec 15 years ago. And Symantec continues to publish a product called Ghost. About 10 years ago, they bought PowerQuest, which was a company I worked for, they had a Drive Image product that was much better than Ghost, and so Symantec bought the whole company just to get this backup utility that PowerQuest had. They immediately renamed the PowerQuest product Ghost and started to sell it as the Ghost product. But Symantec is not a very good company in updating the software. They're an excellent company in acquiring software, milking it till it is way behind times, and then reacquire another piece of software from someone else. And so that was sort of the history of Ghost. Well, about the time Symantec bought Drive Image from PowerQuest, actually they bought the whole company, there was another company in Europe named Acronis that had a similar product called True Image. And today True Image is so much better than the old Ghost product that Symantec still sells. It's a two-step product. It works very similar, but it's a much more it's a much better product on the Acronis product. The first step is to back up the entire contents of your main hard drive, and it creates a compressed image of that hard drive and stores it on another hard drive, let's say an external hard drive. And then if something should happen to your main hard drive, you do the restore step, and that's where it takes this compressed backup image and expands it and rebuilds your main hard drive all over again with everything that was on it when it was originally backed up. So that's the image backup approach, two-step approach. It does back up your entire hard drive and everything on it, Windows, programs, everything. But unlike the clone approach, which takes up a whole physical drive for one backup, you can store many backups on one external hard drive. And you don't have to get busy swapping drives around using the image approach. You simply restore the image back to the main hard drive, and it rebuilds that hard drive back to the way it was when it was backed up. You also have the ability to retrieve individual files, so you don't have to restore an entire hard drive just to get one or two files out of that backup. So today, the only disadvantage that I can find is that it is a two-step process, the backup step and the restore step. With the clone approach, it's basically a one-step process, a backup, and then you have to install it into your hard drive if you want to use the files on it. But the image backup can be restored very, very quickly, much faster than even swapping hard drives. Okay. So the backup image, or the image backup approach, is really the best backup approach around. It's the one that all businesses use. They do not use the other approaches that we've looked at. And I would say that anyone that does regular backups on a PC or a Mac will use an image backup approach. Maybe three-quarters of the people would do it. So it's the most popular backup approach today. And it's the only one I would ever consider using if you're going to do backups of your PC. Okay, Let's talk a little about backup, image backups. Where do you save your backups? Well, you can save them almost anywhere. You can put them on CDs or DVDs or plug them into the internet somewhere. Remember, internet's slow. But frankly, the best type of backup is an external hard drive that you plug into your USB drive on your computer. Dedicate an entire external hard drive just for backups. It should be at least the same size as your main hard drive inside the computer, and that will give you many, many backups of that main hard drive, even though the two drives are the same size. It's the way they compress the backups when they store them. And between backups, you simply disconnect and remove your backup hard drive. That way, if a virus or something comes and attacks your computer, it's not going to, your backup drive's not going to be destroyed when your main hard drive is destroyed. How often do you backup? Large corporations, they'll back up every hour or so. Small businesses need to back up all of their PCs every day on a regular basis. And they'll have usually a department set up to do exactly that. A typical end user probably doesn't have as important stuff on their hard drive that they need to do a daily backup. So once a week is a typical advantage time or interval time for backups. That way, the data on that hard drive on your backup will not get to be too old and will still be usable if you need to restore it to your main hard drive. About once a week. I've had in the past, I've talked to user groups and went to one user group and a gentleman came up to me after the meeting. He said, you know, I bought your software last year and I backed up my computer last year and I may back it up again next year. Folks, if you're only backing up once a year, that backup image is way too obsolete to rely on and use. You need to back up once a week, whether you have a failed hard drive or not. And then if your drive should fail, you've got a backup that is at least a week, no more than a week old. And that's... that would be a current, fairly current backup. Now, I do a little more on my computer. I partition my hard drive into several sections. And so each partition on my hard drive, I back up on a different schedule. And I keep it for different lengths of time. So there are more sophisticated or flexible ways to do backup. And if we have time, I will share one of these later in the meeting. Now, the other store side of it, what happens if your main hard drive crashes? How are you going to restore the backup? Your computer is dead. It won't even boot up. And your backup is sitting on an external hard drive. How are you going to use that backup to rebuild the computer? Well, here's what you do. First thing, you may need to install a brand new hard drive in the computer. This probably is only needed about 10% of the time. 90% of the time, your main hard drive's fine. The software on it has just become corrupt. And so the hard drive is physically okay. Next step. You want to attach the external hard drive that has the most recent backup on it to your dead computer. Now, the computer's not going to run. because there's nothing on the new hard drive and there's nothing in the backup. And so the last step is to load a small version of True Image from a CD into your computer, gives the computer enough power to pick up the backup image and rebuild that main hard drive, and you'll be up and running again in a matter of a few minutes. So it's really a very fast and easy recovery you go through. Now, I find that about every 2 or 3 years, I'll lose my main hard drive. But I lose individual files every month. So there's a little different process for getting back individual files. Let's say I forgot to save an important file that I created a couple of weeks ago, and I just deleted it. And now I need that file back. Where am I going to find it? It's not backed up anywhere. Well, if it is, you will need to retrieve it, and it's very easy to get it off of your external hard drive. You go through 2 or 3 quick steps. One, you attach the external hard drive to your backup external hard drive. It has that lost file on it. Step two, you run Windows Explorer. It's called File Explorer in Windows 10. And you simply find the file, copy it, and then paste it onto your main hard drive. And that can be done very, very quickly. Now, the product that I represent is Acronis, the company. The product that is their backup product is True Image. Version 2018 was last year and the current version of their backup utility. So a whole suite of products. The image backup, of course, is the most important one, but it can also do file backups, continuous backups. Those are backups of individual files every 5 minutes or so. It can do a clone backup. It can do hard drive cleanups and data synchronizations. It has a built-in ransomware blocker. So if you get ransomware attacking your computer, it will stop it and block it so that it cannot damage your computer. And because this is a backup utility, if the ransomware has shut down a portion of your computer, it can quickly restore that and get you running again. It will back up a number of wireless mobile devices, smartphones, tablets, things of that nature. Runs on Windows 7 to Windows 10 and comes in 3 flavors. The standard flavor is the one that most people are familiar with. That's like the older version. The license for one release of Windows True Image 2018 standard is $25. That's half of what Acronis charges for one license. The next one up is their advanced license. It has everything in the standard version. It also has a $25 license fee, but this is an annual license fee. It's a subscription-based product. So this backup will run for 1 year, and then it stops running, and you have to renew it for $25 for the next year. That is, if you get it through me. If you buy it from Acronis, that'll be $50 for one license. But you do have the advantage of when a new version comes out, you get a free upgrade automatically to the latest version. And when a year expires on even the upgrade, it stops working and you have to renew your license to the free upgrade. This is the only version of True Image, or the standard version does not give you access to the Acronis cloud. This version comes with 250 gigabytes of free space on the Acronis cloud, and you can purchase more from Acronis at a fee. 250 gigabytes is probably adequate to store a few of your key backup data files, but not your entire hard drive. It will also back up Facebook, and something that everyone's been asking about, if you have this version and the next one, you get free telephone technical support, and they have extended it from 1 month to 1 year. And so you will get free support for the life, the active life of that product. The third and the most powerful True Image product is True Image Premium. Now, this costs twice as much, $50 from us, $100 from Acronis. It gives you access to 1 terabyte of free space on the internet. You get premium technical support where they guarantee to reply to you within 24 hours to get on your case. And it comes with a couple of new ways of storing data on your hard drives in a protected mode. It's called BitBlocker. And so this version uses the BitBlocker backup method. And electronic signature that allows you to authorize your backup images and with your signature. So those are the three versions. Now, at this point, we're going to have a little quick demo of the product. Let me bring up, here's the Acronis True Image. I'll share it. Everyone can see that okay? All right. Notice a couple of things. This says Acronis True Image 2019. This is a beta version of the new True Image that is coming out probably sometime this month. The last 2 or 3 years, Acronis has put out new versions of True Image about the third week in August. Now, I don't know if they'll continue to do that or if they're going to put it out in September or October, which they have in the past. But I'm sort of guessing that it'll be out sometime this month or early September. Not all of the features in this product, in this beta copy, will make it into the final version. But the ones that you'll see will be just like the final version. In other words, we aren't going to look at the new features. Sorry, I can't divulge that. But as, if anyone purchases True Image 2018 from me today or tomorrow or whatever, I will guarantee that you'll get a free upgrade to True Image 2019 just as soon as it comes out. There are several sections to True Image. The most important is the backup section. We'll come back to this one in just a minute. There's an archive section. It has the ability to scan your hard drive, find those large files that are old, haven't been changed in years, and move them to an external hard drive or some other device off of your main hard drive. That's the archive option. The sync option is a neat one that allows you to share files between multiple PCs. So in my family, I've got four kids. Each of them has a copy of True Image and one file on each of those five computers, my computer and their four computers. And if anyone puts a file in one of these folders, synchronization folders, automatically it gets shared with all the other people in that sync group. And so it's a great way to share files between members of your family. The next one is tools, and there's a whole bunch of extra tools in True Image. There's Rescue Media Builder that builds at bootable CD or bootable thumb drive. There's some cleanup utilities, drive cleaner that will wipe a drive totally clean, and other tools. So there are really quite a few tools that come with the product. Active Protect. This is the ransomware protection. It is on, it is running, and it will protect your computer from any ransomware attacks. Now, periodically it will test for a ransomware attack. And in the last couple of weeks that I've had the beta on my computer, it's made 204 such tests. Those were safe, but it did find six that looked really strange. And so it has isolated these and it's monitoring these just to make sure that it's not any problem. But if a ransomware is detected, it immediately halts your computer, takes control away from the ransom software, and restores your computer back to the way it was before the ransom attack. So this is free with the product. And most antivirus software products today don't even offer this. So ransomware is built into True Image. The account tells you that I've got True Image Premium and allows you to see the serial number or to change a serial number. I'm using the beta version. Feedback is if you run into problems or find it's a little difficult to use in some way, you can fill out one of these forms and submit it to Acronis, and they'll consider it for an improvement in the product. And then settings is a whole bunch of other settings that will help your computer. Let's go back to the first one, backup. That's the main purpose of this product. The next column over under backup shows you the different types of backups I have on my computer. I have a full backup. It only runs when I ask it to. My data backup runs every day, daily, at 1 o'clock in the morning. My photo backup runs daily. You know, it's updating when it's running here. We'll see in a second. And then the program backup is where my programs are. Windows and all my application programs. Let's look at the data backup. It says the last backup is valid. And the last backup was taken at, finished at 329. Oh, that's the program. Let's get up to data. Last backup was early this morning at 1 a.m. And it backed up my entire data partition to a special file and folder on my external hard drive. Now, if I want to know the details of that, I can look under options, and it will show me how this backup is actually run. Zoom is a little bit slow. It doesn't let me progress at full speed here. It's slowing everything down. When I set up a new backup task, I would do it down here, and then it would take me through these five different schedule options. Schedule is when do I want to do this new backup. My data backup I do daily, once a day at 1 a.m. The backup scheme I use, and there are several, it's a custom scheme. I use incremental, and it says I create a full version after X, after six incremental versions. And then after a year, I will get rid of the oldest backups. So it sort of cleans itself up. Notifications, I can have it send an email to me if I want. Exclusions, certain files don't need to be backed up. Temp files, system volume information, other things. And under advanced, the only two you need to pay attention to is validation. You should validate your backup when it's created. It does take a little extra time, so I don't do it in my demonstrations. And then performance, your priority should be high performance for the backup using maximum speed. Now, once I've got all of those done, I can actually perform a backup now, or an option would be to backup later. But let me see where I stand on my backups. Zoom is playing tricks with me. Well, we're going to start the backup, and hopefully it's not a full backup, it's an incremental backup. And it will take about 1 minute to get started. Down here at the bottom, you'll see a little sign. I have this on a schedule to back up at 1 o'clock every day. But if I want to do an extra backup sometime, I can do it manually as well. And see if it gets started here shortly. I've got a 1 out of 6 chance it's going to do a full backup, which could take 10 or 15 minutes, and I don't want to do that. Well, we'll just let it. Sure. In fact, let's go. That was the next question and answer period, the next part of our presentation. So go ahead, if take 3 or 4 questions. And you'll have to come up to the computer. I can hear that question about the microphone. Absolutely.
2 or 3 years, the form of malware that seems to have and most important was ransomware. And I presume everybody in here is familiar with ransomware. But I noticed lately, in the last few months, we're getting into quite a bit of extortionware. It's pretty obvious that the ransomware that problem can be solved with the backup. But I'm just wondering, what is it that you use on here to get the extortionware?
Well, I'm not sure what extortionware consists of.
Well, that's when they send you a message, and it starts off with your password, which I don't know how they get that, but they get your password, and then they tell you that if you don't send us a sum of money, we will tell. And so I just laugh at this because I've never looked at any porn in my life, but there's evidently porn on the thing, and people will pay not to have these extortionware merchants let your relatives and maybe your mother-in-law know what you've been looking at.
Oh, okay, I see.
I got one just the other day. They wanted $4,000.
Wow.
I just laughed at them, of course, because I never have looked at anything like that myself.
Well, that's quite similar to ransomware. With ransomware, they actually block your computer so that you can't get to your files. With the extortionware, it sounds like they have scanned your computer so they know what your passwords and other things are. They've gotten in to check what your web browsing habits are, and they have your address book so they'll know who to send stuff to, and so they're threatening you in that regard. That's a new one. The best way to protect against that one is to clean your hard drive on a regular basis. And built into TrueImage is a hard drive cleanup utility that will clean up a lot of these storage areas like browsing history and things like that, so that they can't be given to others. They can't be found. So if you do that on a regular basis, it will keep your system spotless clean, and there'll be nothing to tell. And so that's the easiest way to protect. But having a good backup, boy, once they get into your computer and have your passwords and stuff, they could do anything they want to your computer. And so you would have to, I would restore your backup quickly onto another hard drive, and then change all your backup passwords and things, all your passwords. Good question, though.
Are you ready for another question?
Absolutely.
My name is Charles Mahan, and I ordered the 2-pack 2018 Acronis.
Yep.
I've been trying to reach you through phone calls, through emails, through everything. You sent me the codes, but when I printed it out, it eliminated whatever was the last part of the three codes that you sent me.
So okay.
I need to have you resend that password. It's a... Yeah, the product keys.
Okay, I did see that email. We've been moving the past 6 months from Utah to Phoenix into an apartment, and from Phoenix into our new house that they just finished completing. So
I've had this product for 4 to 6 weeks, and you know, it's yeah, but
yeah.
I don't have it anymore. So I have to have you resend those codes.
And I thought that I'd resend it. I saw your email, and I thought I'd resend it, but I will double check to make sure I've done that. Okay, sorry about that. Any other questions? All right. Looks like we're getting down to the end. We're getting to the end of our time, and so
to install it and how to avoid things that might be a problem.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. When you purchase from me, you will get two things. I will send you an email with the serial numbers you will need to install the product. In this same email is a pointer to my startup guide. And that is, it's only about 14 pages. And that is step-by-step instructions on how to install the product in the best way possible. And lots of big pictures with pointers as to what you click on and what you do. So that I want to make very easy for anyone that purchases their products from me. Now, I also am willing to answer your technical questions for as long as you use the product that you bought from me. Acronis will give you technical support on 2018 through the life of 2018, which should be this August sometime, whenever 2019 comes out. It used to be just 30 days, but now they've extended it. But next year, if you've got a question on 2018, they aren't going to help you, so you're going to come back to me and I'll do my best to answer your questions and help you. So that's the extra support I provide you if you purchase from me. I also give you the products at half the normal price you would pay from Acronis. So you don't not only get things less expensive, but you get better service from me. Good question. Thank you for leading
I have a question regarding upgrades, like if you're going from 2018 to 2019. If you have the product and there are bugs in the newest version, does it overlay 2018? It becomes 2019, and then you're dealing with the bugs.
No, the Acronis has a very good way of dealing with the product fixes, bug fixes. They identify the fix, and then the fix is given to users in a new update, and these come out about once a month. So as 2.19 comes out, the version of 2.19 that you'll get will have all the fixes from 2.18 and any that have been discovered in 2.19. And if new ones appear in 2.19, about a month later, there'll be a new version that you can download and install that will give you the latest bug fixes on 2.19. But those that have older products will not get the newer fixes.
They're fixes. My concern are bugs that make the product not useful, possibly. so that you have downtime. The other question I have is dealing with the cloud version. Are you absolutely opposed to the cloud version, even if we're willing to take extra time with it to do the backups, but not have to deal with hard drives or, you know?
Well, if you're willing to spend days in doing backup,
Is that exactly what happens, or does it then take whatever's newest and then just adds that on? Because my understanding on backup systems is that if you have older programs that are already stable and have been backed up, it's not going to back it up again. Does this work differently so that it really does take time for the whole thing to back up again because it doesn't already have those others just so they don't have to deal with them? Do you know what I'm saying? It's just only backs up maybe new files that you've created, which should be very
important. You're absolutely correct in that the first time you back up, it will take 2 days to back it up. The next time you back up just the changes since the last backup. And that may occur in a couple of hours. And then the next time it may take 2 hours more. So, but eventually you may get to the point where you need to refresh and back up the entire hard drive all over again. And then you're back to 2 or 3 days. And of course, if you're going to restore to a crashed hard drive, it's going to take as long to restore from the internet to a crashed dead hard drive as it does the 2 or 3 days. Okay. It works.
I don't understand that because my download speed is much faster, like 10 times faster than my upload speed. So if it's coming down from Aquinas to me, for the restore, it seems to me it would be a lot faster.
That's true, but the internet, relative to the speed of the internal bus, USB bus on your computer, is a extended period of time. So,
Gene, is the cloud backup, are you backing up an image or are you backing up files?
No, you're backing up an image.
So if you have, like I've worked on a lot of computers where people have 100 or 200 gigabytes on their main C drive, it's got to back up 200 gigabytes. That's going to take more than a day or two.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying, is that even with a high download speed, restoring from the, that's why I wouldn't do it, restoring with a couple of hundred gigabytes would take a couple of days. And meanwhile, your computer's down, where if you do it to an external hard drive, when I restore with Aquinas 6, they're back up and running in a half hour, an hour.
Yeah. And again, that's why I recommend that you do your total backups to external hard drives, but for convenience sake, you could do backups of just your data files to the Aquinas cloud. And that way you've got the best of both worlds.
And you can do it partition by partition so that you don't lose everything all at once.
Right.
Hi, another question. Maybe I missed something, but why would we not get the image advanced over the image standard? It looks like the advanced gives you, it says in your last sentence here, in addition, you get cloud access and free phone support. And below down in your pricing, if I'm reading right, They're both the same price. So...
Quite. Answer to that is one is a annual subscription. The True Image Advance will run for 1 year. At the end of the year, it stops running. And you need to renew that subscription for the next year. With the standard product, you install it, and you can continue running it for 2-3 years. Some people run an older version of True Image for 3 or 4 years. And it doesn't cost them anything else to upgrade it. They don't get the new features, of course, whereas the subscription people are always up to date with the very latest version. But if you don't need the new features, the older version may work just fine for most of your backups. So it's a subscription basis. It's the length of time that that backup software will work for you. Price is the same.
Do you take orders for subscription renewals at these discounted prices, or do you just have to do that directly with Acronis at the regular price?
No. If you want the good prices I'm telling you about, you need to go to my website. Did you get a handout?
Yeah, they all have the handout. I was just asking about the renewals
renewals. Well, the price of an upgrade renewal is basically the same price as the first version.
But your prices Acronis are half the ones from Acronis. Are we required to renew with Acronis, or can we renew with you?
If you renew from Acronis and you pay $100 for one license of premium, next year when you renew that product, you pay another $100. My prices are half of those.
And they're good for both original and renewal orders, correct?
Right. I don't have renewal products. What I do is I send you a brand new version of the basic products, and you just take that serial number, register it, and then plug it into the product.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and you can just copy it into the product, and that way it knows that you're now on a extended, you got another year coming.
Need to be close to this as well as this.
Yeah, hi. Are there any considerations for backing up and restoring email?
Yeah, email, because you're backing up your entire hard drive with the to an external hard drive, email is just part of that hard drive, and it gets backed up at the same time. Now, if you need to get an email message out of an old backup, you can find the message folder for your email program and then open the email program with the Outlook or whatever you use, and retrieve that message there. Now that's for systems that have downloaded the email messages to your computer. A lot of systems like Gmail and others, all of the email is kept on the main server, and they just send you a copy of it to look at. But it isn't transferred to your computer unless you request it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Anyone else?
Is this working? Does it can you set it to automatically do it, or can you set it where the, or can the user set it, trigger it when they want? So, say, you know, I like to do backup. I think you showed in there once a week, I guess, but I tend to do it about every 3 days. I can just trigger it whenever I want to, correct?
Yeah, you've got a whole list. You can do it weekly, monthly, quarterly. You can do it two or three times a week. You can do it two or three times a day.
Or just on user demand.
Yeah. So you've got, and then the time of the day and the day of the month, and you've got all of those choices. So you've got almost an unlimited number of choices on when to do your backups.
But it doesn't have to be automatic.
No, you can just leave it on manual backups, and then you just have to remember to click the backup.
Gene, I forgot to tell you, I think we had 28
people here. I counted 31 at some time and 33 sometimes. I don't know why I couldn't get the same number twice, but
anyway.
Anyway, I have one question on the raffle, which if anybody hasn't put their name tags in there, you need to do it right now. This says 2Image 2018. Can they get 2019 if they wait a couple of weeks?
Yeah,
I did listen to his presentation.
They don't tell me, even though I've got the 29.
I'm sorry.
They don't let anyone know when they're going.
About to do the raffle. Oh, yes, I do remember saying that. Sorry. Okay, has everybody gotten their names in the... little carton over here? This way.
I didn't hear quite all of that.
Thank you very much. Let's do some applause.